I had the pleasure of spending this past Shabbos in Atlanta. Very special community, a whole slew of levels. The pleasure of davening the last 3 days, up until this morning, at Beth Jacob in Atlanta, led by Chashuv Rabbanim, Rabbi Lon Feldman, Dov Foxbrunner. I was very taken by an insight there Feldman shared in the drasha yesterday that I think has significance far beyond last week's parsha. I think it speaks to the connection between this week's parsha and last week's parsha, and perhaps to larger issues as well. Rabbi Feldman was bothered by a comment that the Rashi quotes. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mishnah tells us that Tchiyas HaMeisim is not only a principle of our faith, that there will be life after death, but we believe as well that Tchiyas HaMeisim is indicated in the Chumash. And the Gemara beginning of the last parak of Sanhedrin points to a number of indications in the Chumash throughout the Tanakh of the idea of Hisharus HaNefesh, of Tchiyas HaMeisim, one of which is Az Yashir Moshe. The pasuk that's so familiar to us introduces Shira Sayam. It's grammatically very awkward. Then Moshe will sing? Should have said Az Sharu, Az Shar, Moshe of Israel. They sing. Happened over 3,000 years ago. So one of the explanations that Rashi quotes from the Gemara, that it's a reference to the fact that Moshe and Klal Yisrael will yet sing again Shira L'Asid Lavo, and that indicates the Tchiyas HaMeisim. You got to wonder, it seems so out of place. The two things, the Torah Shira Sayam, the Torah Az Yashir, the Torah Kriyas Yamsef, and then all of a sudden, why here, of all places in Chumash, where Kadosh Baruch Hu chosen to drop in a reference to Tchiyas HaMeisim? It has to be referred to somewhere in Chumash. But why in the context of Shira Sayam? So you point out that B'chal, the notion that Shira is very significant. Gemara speaks about figures in the Tanakh, Hizkiyahu and others, who could have been so much greater had they sung Shira when they experienced Yeshua. What's the significance of Shira? It doesn't sound like it has to do with musical ability. It doesn't sound like it has to do with your poetic ability. And he suggested that when we talk about Shira, Shira is really about reacting to the experience of having a broadened awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're at a moment in your life, personally or nationally, when all of a sudden you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in your life. You notice that things make sense. You notice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at play. You notice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is operating and managing our lives, is managing world history. When you have that recognition and you respond, that's Shira. It's not about the music. It's not about the rhyme, it's not about the meter, it's not about the poetry. Shir is about giving words to recognition, a broadened recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in our lives. We understand well why one of the highlight Shiras of all time was at Kriyas Yam Suf, when Chazal tell us, Rasa Shivcha Layam, Mashal Ra Yecheskel Mebuzi Maisim Merkava, that every Jew, every Jew from top to bottom, every Jew experienced an extraordinary awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's management of this world far beyond what the greatest Nevi'im enjoyed. Seems certainly like a moment for Shira. And if that's what Shira is, so Shira can never be fully realized in this world. There are moments, like Kriyas Yam Suf, we have greater, broader awareness. But the full awareness will only come L'Asid Lavo. The full awareness will only come in the world of truth, when everything finally makes sense in Olam Haba. So it's not happenstance and it's not coincidence. This is the perfect moment to say, yes, this is one of the greatest moments of Shira in Jewish history, one of the greatest moments of a broadened awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even that can only fully be realized, L'Asid Lavo. As great as clear as it was then, but Az Yashir, they had some Shira then, a Shira which will be more fully realized, L'Asid Lavo. I think it speaks also to a pair of questions that are rooted in the end of Chumash and speak to Parshas Yisro as well. Because near the close of Chumash, the Torah presents us with Shiras HaZinu. Shiras HaZinu. HaZinu doesn't seem, it may or may not be musical, definitely isn't mostly positive. It's mostly about the difficult events in Jewish history. It's about a terrible, terrible Gaulus, a terrible Holocaust. True at the final line, the Chiparat Masa Amah, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't seem like a happy Shira. But with this appreciation of Shira, not so much as the positivity in the moment or the music, but an awareness, broadened appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in our lives, Shira Sazinu is certainly a Shira, showing us that even in the depths of national pain, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's leading, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's guiding, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has us on track towards particular goals. And it may also speak to the other meaning of Shira in that context, because the Gemara Nedarim understands, Kisvu Lachem Es HaShira HaZos refers not only to Shira Sazinu, but to Chumash as a whole, as the Shira. The Gemara understands that that's actually the source of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, is Kisvu Lachem Es HaShira HaZos. Shira means narrowly Hazinu, but broadly all of Chumash. So many Mepharshim are bothered, in what way is Chumash as a whole, in what way is Torah as a whole a Shira? The Nitziv famously speaks to the fact that there are multiple layers of meaning, and that's part of the meaning of Chumash, is Pshat and Drash, much as is the case in good poetry. But perhaps another layer of meaning of all of Torah being Shira is that, as the Rambam points out, the two vehicles that we have at hand for recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and developing an emotional relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu are coming to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through looking at His physical bria, looking at the cosmos that He created, and recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu through looking at the Torah that He gave us. So in that sense, Torah is a Shira insofar as it's a tool for us to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Learning Torah, not only appreciating moments in Jewish history, but sinking ourselves into learning Torah, it's an opportunity to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as such, it is a sort of Shira.